It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. And this is podcast number 26, and today's date is May 20th, 2006. The Speaking of History podcast focuses on education, technology, and history. And today we're going to focus a little bit on the history side. As I think I've mentioned several times in previous podcasts, I feel very fortunate to be a history teacher living in Liberty, Missouri, because we have so much history here in our community. And today, May 20th, we had our Spring on the Square Festival. We are the county seat of Clay County, Missouri, and we have an historic square area downtown with the old courthouse and businesses that surround the square. And each year we celebrate Spring on the Square. We have crafts and different people have sidewalk displays, sales going on. And one of the things that they do every year, for as long as I've been down here in Liberty, for about 4 or 5 years, is recreate an historic event in the history of Liberty. On February 13th of 1866, Liberty, Missouri was the site of the first daylight bank robbery in the history of the United States. And supposedly, the Jesse James gang was involved in that. There was some dispute as to whether or not Jesse James was actually with that gang or not. But whether or not he was there, it was significantly important because it was the first daylight bank robbery ever. And the gang got away with $60,000. And there was one local teenager killed in the robbery. And so every year at Spring on the Square, they bring in some reenactors and they recreate a little bit of what that robbery would have looked like. And it's pretty dramatic. We have a couple bleachers set up so people can watch the activity. And it takes about 10 minutes or so. There's a narrator that's narrating basically what happened. And then they have quite a few people come up on horses and recreate the entire scene as well as they can in the year 2006. And they typically do it several times throughout the day. Today they did it, I believe, 3 times. And on the 3rd time, I brought my MP3 player and just set it down on the corner and basically recorded the narration. You won't be able to obviously see what's happening, but I did take pictures of it as well, and I put several pictures on the podcast page. So I'm just kind of give you a little bit of a feel for what that event in American history was like. And I will have some further interviews on the James Bank. The bank that was robbed is actually made into a museum, and you can tour it. And it is a fairly popular tourist attraction throughout the summer. So here's the audio from the recreation of that day on February 13th of 1866, the first daylight bank robbery in the history of the United States.
I do want to let you know if you have small children, there will be some guns fired. They're blanks, they're not real bullets, but some of the kids have jumped and reacted to it, so we do want to let you know that there will be some guns that will be fired. Good afternoon. We're here in front of the Clay County Savings Association, where an infamous piece of American history took place. This is the spot where the first ever daylight bank robbery in America occurred. You will see a recreation of what happened that day performed by members of Shelby's 5th Missouri Cavalry, a local Civil War reenactment group. The clothes, equipment, and actions you will see here are as accurate as to what happened in 1866 as we can make it. The Civil War had ended just 10 short months prior to this robbery, and times were hard all over the South. In Missouri, Confederate veterans returning to their families found their families lost and scattered, Their farms and homes burned and destroyed, and poverty awaited them. Certainly the war had ended, but the wounds ran deep in the border counties, made even more so because of the border troubles between Kansas and Missouri that had been going on long before the Civil War actually began. In 1855, 6 years before Fort Sumter was fired on and the start of the Civil War, there had been raiders crossing the state line in both directions to loot, burn, and kill. Long before the rest of the country was involved, the men of Missouri and Kansas were veterans of that war, and their bitterness had long been growing. On February 13, 1866, a dozen unknown but rumored to be local citizens rode into the square and robbed this bank. Against the bitter wind, they were dressed in Union Army overcoats, which had been used by soldiers in the recent Civil War. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon on that cold, overcast day, a group of men rode into the square here in Liberty and stopped in front of the Clay County Savings Association. Two of the men dismounted and entered the bank while the others casually loitered outside. The two warmed their hands at a stove, and then one approached William Byrd, the head cashier, and asked for change for a $100 bill. As Mr. Byrd started to make change, the robbers pulled guns and demanded all the money in the bank. Mr. Byrd placed the money into a gunny sack, and then the robbers herded Mr. Byrd into the vault. They slammed the vault door to shut the birds inside, but the door didn't lock. The robbers hurried outside and got on their horses. Mr. Byrd followed shortly and raised an alarm. George Wymore was standing across the street from the bank and was shot by the robbers. They rode out of town firing shots in the air. The shot that killed George Wymore was the first indication to the people of Liberty that anything was unusual was happening at the Savings Association that day. After the initial confusion caused by the robbery, a posse was formed to follow the thieves, but their trail was lost in a heavy snowstorm that started shortly after the robbers left town. The robbers got away with nearly $60,000, and the Clay County Savings Association was forced to close. George Wymore was the only person injured in the robbery. None of the robbers were positively identified, but there's a strong tradition that says the robbers may have included Frank and Jesse James from nearby Kearney, Missouri. The bank that was robbed still stands today, and the interior has been restored to look like it did the day of the robbery. Tours are available. The men portraying the robbers today are Nate Van Campen, Keith Chastain, Bubby and Aaron Baker, Mike Shanks, Brandon Elan, Tim Stamm, Pat James, and Rick Lowe. The bank has been portrayed by Scott Hughes. I'm Vicki Thomas. I've narrated this. You may come up and speak with the reenactors about the bank robbery, about reenacting in general. We just do ask that you stay from behind the horses. Thank you.
So there's the audio from the events from today. I do have some links again on the show notes if you want to check out the link. I believe I have the Wikipedia link on Jesse James, and then also a little bit about the Jesse James Bank Museum. There were also some other historical events from Spring on the Square that I did take audio and some pictures of, and we hope to have those in the coming days as well. So I hope you have a great day, and continue to check out the site for some more stories on education, history, and technology. Thanks. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.